Good afternoon, you try to say to the man stood behind the bar. No sound hits your muted ears, and while he understands you, reads your cracked ceramic lips or follows your eyeline towards the bottles of stacked escapism, you can't quite work out where the split lip between vocal cord and vocalisation opened, where the words became stifled by the cemetery silence of solitude, by the impending sinus suffocation of exhaustion, or perhaps where the outward projections are being crushed under the weight of half-ton internal thoughts. A medium white, please, and it's like you're watching glue-drenched, tar-streaked words ooze in stop-motion animatronics, slug-like from a half-grimaced mouth, and seeing two sides of a zodiac coin spin below you, spun by your own spectral fingers, a projected hologram of different paths. Two lives, two lovers, two victories, two losses, two mirror image futures, gazed upon in one moment by the deity of your own self-introspection. And now the cigarette on your lips tastes like ashes, cremation and disappointment, so you wonder if you're ill or just sad today. A little wrung out like an old bathroom flannel or an overworn, oversized bedtime t-shirt. And you listen to the same song on repeat as you drive the slow crawl home because your phone battery died with your motivation. Grasping too hard at phantom poetry lines at the corners of your eyes and between the crevices of your toes, and because every jangling guitar feels like falsified happiness and hypocrisy. I will be your light, the radio drones, but you aren't quite sure which direction your light is shining, and you wonder why, when Morrissey please, please, please got what he wanted, why no one asked what next? What happens when he no longer wanted it? Or if apathy and boredom are your default short straws from a shitty selection of futures? Or what happens if a voice became muted with the terror of not knowing anymore?